Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Well, first, Alex, what's it been like coming to training camp here? It's not like this is the first time you've come to a new team, but what's it been like trying to mesh in with this club?
It's been good. Honestly, it gets a little easier, you know, every time. I think just really the name of the game is just kind of focusing on yourself and doing the things that you can do to help the team and try to fit in with the team on the ice, off the ice. And so that's what I try to do. It's been good so far. I've been really enjoying it, trying to enjoy the city and just get good habits and a good routine.
This is a fairly easy city to get around in. Is it something that you have found that as you try to get more familiar with Buffalo?
Definitely. I think actually, you know, not too dissimilar from Detroit in a lot of ways. I spend my off season in New York City. So for sure, a little bit less chaos than that. I guess it's one of those 20-minute cities, right? You can get pretty much anywhere in 20 minutes. It's been good.
I remember talking to you on the Zoom, and you're a guy that has had competition your whole career, and you're not afraid of it. I mean, and you, of course, there's competition here in Buffalo. How are you approaching it now through training camp?
It drives me, honestly, and I guess the older I get, the more I find that when there's something on the line, that's when the best comes out in me, whether it's, you know, late in the season or playoffs or just having something to strive for, something that really, like I said, brings out the best in me. So I love it. You know, I think that we talked about it a little bit in July there, but I want to support these guys as much as possible, but I also want to, you know, take as many starts as I can. So just looking forward to playing good hockey and like I said, you know, kind of doing my thing and just finding a way to fit in.
Now that you've met the goalies and been around them for a while, is it the type of room, as you said, you all want to play, but yet you're all going to support people? Is that what you found now that you've met the guys and been around them?
Yeah, I think, you know, I guess in my experience, and we've had really good relationships so far, really good conversation. I find that you just don't really know until, you know, maybe December or January what guys are really, you know, training camp is generally a lot of roses and everything smells good and there's a lot of excitement. But it's those really adverse situations is when you find out about what people are and who people are. Not goalies, but just everybody top to bottom. Myself included. So, right now, like I said, everything is nice and it feels good. But we're going to get smacked in the face at some point, and then that's when your mettle really gets tested.
Lindy Ruff says to us every day that we need to be better defensively, and we are better defensively with the moves that we've made. As a goaltender, that has to be nice to hear, that the team has improved defensively.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's obviously that's a point of emphasis. So I hope I can help. I hope I can contribute to that. unfortunately, there are 31 other teams who also want to be better defensively and offensively. And I think when you move around a lot, you know, that's what you kind of realize is everything's relative. And so you're really just, you know, you want to be able to find a way to be a little bit better than the team next to you or the other 31 teams across the league. So that's what it's really about to me, is kind of finding, you know, how to relatively gain an advantage. But also at the same time, like you said, just tightening things up yourself and all X, Y, Z, all those things that everybody says. But just comes down to those 60 minutes at 7 o'clock, 82 times a year. That's how I think of it. You have to be at your best. And it's a really hard thing to do, and it's a long, long season. And we just got to go day at a time, game at a time, hour at a time. And can't get too far ahead of yourself.
Well, this is a game of mistakes, though, and you guys know. I mean, even watching the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup Finals, Bobrovsky still had to make some big saves at times because mistakes are made in the game of hockey. So even if you guys are better defensively, you as goaltenders know that you're going to be counted on to have to make those saves, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's the goalie's job. A, routine saves. You have to make the routine saves. And then you got to make saves when they're critical. You know, in those really critical moments and those turning points of the games, then I've been, fortunately or unfortunately, this is my fifth team, so I've seen a lot of kind of how it goes. But it was an eye-opening experience for me, for sure, to play for guys like Rod Brind'Amour and Paul Maurice. I got a chance to be around him for a little while, and it was so incredible to be around those guys because, like, to your point, it's a game of limiting mistakes, and whoever can make the least amount of mistakes. I remember, I'll never forget this, he actually said one time, you just want nothing to happen when you're on the ice. You want nothing to happen, and then when you have your opportunity, you have to bear down on it. And the best teams, nothing happens for 60 minutes. Everybody saw it, has seen it with the Florida Panthers for the last 3 years, right? Mm-hmm. They dump the puck in a million times and forecheck, and then all of a sudden there's a turnover and they capitalize. So that's really the way to victory and success in this league, in my opinion. So that's kind of the mentality I try to take, especially as goalie. You know, a boring goalie is a good goalie. I've tried to think about that a lot. I don't know. I'm excited right now, and I have all the answers. Everybody has all the answers right now, but really nobody knows until we start getting to the nitty-gritty of it and starts tonight and tomorrow and in game one.
I'm curious, as we wrap up here, how long does it take? And you've had to mesh with new defensemen before, so now you have new defensemen you need to mesh with here. The communication standpoint is so important between a goalie and his defenseman. Does that take a long time, or does that happen fairly quickly?
Well, I think you can get caught in the trap of trying to communicate the right things, and really there's no right way of communication, there's no wrong way of communication, there's only communication and non-communication. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that I've learned, and I continually have to remind myself is when I'm vocal, when we're talking to each other, especially in the D zone, you know, I think the O zone is a little different because those guys are trying to be deceptive to some degree. You know, some guys don't like talking the O zone maybe mm-hmm. quite as much because they want to be sneaky a little. But D zone, that's obviously where I operate, and it's just like you can have a constant line of communication. You play against guys like Doughty, Brent Burns. Those guys are legitimately like quarterbacks on the ice. They're talking around. They're joking around mid-play. They're enjoying themselves. They're loose. But it's a massive, massive advantage to be able to communicate at all times. But it's also much harder to do than it mm-hmm. says. You know, when you got teams buzzing, it's easy to drop in your own shell. But like I said, I'm always trying to fight that, and that's definitely something that I hope that I can bring here. I like to communicate on and off the ice, whatever it is, it doesn't really matter. And so for me, big point of emphasis.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.